Hi, this is dictation for Tracy Rollins. TRACEYROLLINS. Tracy Rollins, date of birth 11-1-1967. Date of accident is 6-6-2021. Date of visit is 5-3-2022. Miss Tracy Rollins is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially seen on 3-25-2022, and she did not visit since then. Apparently, she initially was complaining of her ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, along with headaches and radiation of pain to both legs posteriorly and both shoulders, along with issues with the balance due to the brain injury. These pains were reported to be continuous and between 6 to 8, affecting the ADLs and associated with numbness and tingling in both hands, both legs. The patient has been injured in 2021, June 6. Since then, she has seen several physicians, Dr. Salan and Dr. Sagala and Dr. Arthur Bue. An MRI which was done showed multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine. An MRI of the lower back has not been done yet. And we do not have the reports of those issues. However, there is an IME report is available that has been reviewed. And this report is done by Michigan Evaluation Group. Signed by Dr. Herbert Louis Melinoff, in which it is mentioned that the patient has seen Dr. Mohammed Hassan, Dr. Arthur Bouye, B-O-U-I-E-R, and chiropractic treatment with Dr. Sagala. Apparently, she has complained of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both thighs and both shoulders to begin with. And the MRI are listed, review of the system, police report is listed. In the cervical spine, it is mentioned that she has been having multi-level disc herniations, contributing mild encroachment of the epidural space. Lumbar spine MRI report, according to the IMA, shows no evidence of disc herniation, simple right cortical cyst. And I think she has a neuropsych evaluation by Dr. Chipawe, C-H-I-P-A-W-E. She also saw spine and joint pain management clinic where Dr. Ehsan is the one who saw her. And there is an independent chiropractic examination, Dr. Amod, A-A-M-O-D-T. In the end, recommendation from the IME is that she has completed a course of chiropractic and physical therapy. No more further treatments are needed. As of right now, I have not obtained the, I have not been able to get to the records from the previous physicians, and I have not been able to get the information about MRI. So we are still in the middle of evaluation. Currently, the patient reports that her pain level in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is 6. She denies any radiation to arm or legs at this time, no headaches, and there is no thigh pain as it used to be before, and mid-back pain is also very minimal. She does have a numbness tingling of the right and the left third and fourth fingers, and possibility of carpal tunnel syndrome is there. She also says that her right second toe is numb and tingling. Moderate anxiety, panic, and depression are reported. Overall, the pain level is between 5 and 8. She reports 0% relief so far with all the treatment that she has been given. She has been continuing with the chiropractic treatment. The ADLs that she reports affected are general activity and mood 7, walking ability 6. In the neurology and psych, patient reports difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, anxiety, depression, nightmares. And in the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, pins and needles, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, ankle and foot pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has constipation, digestive problems, and denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine and respiratory. Patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that she suffered from high blood pressure, and she's seeing her primary care doctor. The pain is reported to be improved slightly, and no changes in the surgical history, hospitalization. Weight loss, patient reports some weight loss as her clothes have become loose. Any other trauma, patient says her daughter has put her into a lot of stress to find a new place. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine, naproxen. Substance abuse, none is reported. The compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 117 over 84, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 325-2022, dictation number 0328-046. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and extremities examination to for this. Plan of care is as follows. I have requested from the various physicians that have seen her in last 1 year time for the record release. One of the spine and joint clinic is closed, and so right now we are waiting for report from the MRI to come. At this time I have not signed any physical therapy certificate as I don't think it will bring her any help. And her disability also is not signed, as I do not believe it's needed, because patient should be able to do her job as a light duty. We are still evaluating, have not completed the evaluation. It will be seen in 15 days' time. We expect that all the records will be available for us. Thank you.